It's time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. Each week, we focus in on one of the great games in Beaver football history. Today, last time of the postseason, the 2016 Mineral Water Bowl. Brent Bolte joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. December 3rd, 2016, Bemidji State playing in the postseason for just the second time ever, their second Mineral Water Bowl. The first Mineral Water Bowl didn't go very well. The second sure did. Beavers knocked off Washburn 36-23. Washburn out to an early 10-0 lead. Beavers stormed back up 13-10 at the half. What turned the game for the Beavers? Head coach Brent Bolte.
Well, I remember we didn't play very well in the first quarter. I was wondering if we were going to have a tough, long day, but they actually hit a trick play, like a reverse pass. It got called back after a touchdown, and we got a defensive stop. And I think the very next series, Jordy hit, I think it was Blake Holder down the sideline for a big score. And then the tides turned, the offense started playing really well, and we handled their offense, slowed those guys down, and got the ball rolling. So I think that big turning point was not going down, I think 17-0 at that point, and you know, got the ball back and cut it to 10-7, and we got the lead at half. And from there, we played pretty darn well.
The Beavers were penalized 6 times for 60 yards. Washburn, 14 times for 145 yards. The Beavers, keeping their cool, gave them the win.
Very chippy game. There's not probably a love loss once you get outside of your region when you get to go play teams, especially MIAA. They think they are a very, very good conference, but I think they, for years, probably looked down at the NSIC and, you know, probably rightfully so. They won a lot of games. So I just remember pregame, you know, we spent a lot of time prepping for that game, and I have some friends that coach at Washburn, and they were in Arizona recruiting and doing all their stuff, and they basically flew in for the game and showed up and played. And I think we practiced dang near 3 weeks straight getting ready for it, and we used it as kind of a launch point for the program and got the guys going. So it was fun for that side of stuff for our program to win a game nationally and outside of a region in the postseason.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.